Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sunday morning pal, Dean Richards, filling in for Bob Surratt today and tomorrow. Thank you, by the way, for all of the very, very, very nice texts. Lots of you saying hi to Uncle Dean this morning. I appreciate it. I have to think that many of you have been drinking really early in the day to be appreciating what's going on here today. We bring you our daily entertainment report that we always share with Bob between 8 and 8:30, and sponsored by our friends at Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I want to say a special Happy New Year to all the folks over at Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. They've sponsored our entertainment segment for quite some time now. What I love is that they spoofed our victory auto. That was one of the highlights of my year for 2021. I think it was just right after the first of the year 2021 that they did this hilarious commercial spoofing the Victory Auto Records commercial that I've been the voice on since 1991, believe it or not. Pretty much exactly the same commercial since 1991. And Walter E. Smith came along and they did a version of it that was hilarious. I appreciate their good humor. I appreciate their support of the entertainment segment, and wish all of the ladies that are now the face of Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, and also all the gentlemen and their staff, their crew, everybody a very, very happy, safe, and healthy new year. In the entertainment report for this morning, we've got some information about something that a local theater is doing to kind of counteract all of the cancellations that have been taking place. Every day I'm here telling you this show is closed because of COVID, that show is closed because of COVID, this actor is out of the show because of COVID. You know, all these things that have happened. The Northlight Theater in Skokie have stepped up with something that they are calling replacement tickets. And this is right off of their website. In the spirit of the season, if you held tickets to any canceled performance in the Chicago area between December 1st, 2021 and January 1st, 2022, we welcome you to a performance of Mr. Dickens' Hat. That's the production that they're doing, their holiday show, at the Northlight Theater. Free tickets on us. At a time when COVID keeps changing so many of our plans, we hope that Mr. Dickens' Hat will help you replace your canceled plans with some extra warmth and good cheer. So all you do is you go to their website, northlight.org. They have a section there for the replacement tickets, spirit of the season replacement tickets, and you fill out the form. You put your name and email address, phone number. The show that for which you were holding tickets that got canceled, and they want you to show some proof that you had tickets for the show, and then you pick a performance today, tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. This is going to go through, I guess, the second. You pick a performance, for free on them. And, the number of tickets that you had. I think that's a fantastic thing for Northlight to do, their spirit of the season replacement ticket program. In the meantime, over in the theater district here in downtown Chicago, they are doing something special at the Frozen, the Broadway musical production. They have announced that their production will be going on now through January 22nd at the Cadillac Palace Theater. That will include two New Year's Eve performances. They're going to be doing a matinee performance at 1 o'clock and then an evening performance at 6:30. That'll get you out of the theater in time to get home or to scamper on down to the river Shawnee, you've done a little scampering down to the river over the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You're a scamperer from way back, if I remember correctly.
As a matter of fact, I remember this goes back roughly 40 years now. Jane Byrne was still mayor, and we had a great New Year's Eve celebration right along the river with fireworks then. 81, 82.
With Mayor Byrne on the river?
Well, she wasn't on the river, but it was under her administration.
She was the mayor.
She was the mayor at the time.
She kind of brought back fun to Chicago, didn't she?
Well, it was under her watch that initially it was Chicago Fest,
right?
Before it was Taste of Chicago.
Before it became Taste of Chicago. But, you know, I was talking with, who was it? I don't know. It was a director, actor, somebody who was talking about how, oh, I know who it is. Let me drop a name. I was talking with Tom Hanks recently.
He says, hey, by the way.
You know, Dave, if you're going to name drop, make it a good
one. Absolutely.
That's what I say. Don't
shoot for the moon.
But I was. I talked to Tom Hanks in the last couple of weeks about his new movie, Finch. And he was talking about how in the city of Chicago, you couldn't film anything here for the longest time. And that it was under Jane Byrne that they opened the city up to allow films to be made here. Because the old Mayor Daley, he did not want that stuff going on. Remember back in the old days? We don't want no movie companies. We don't want no movie companies coming to the great city of Chicago.
And what was one of the first that got a lot of notoriety?
Blues Brothers, of
you
course.
You got it.
Blues Brothers, yeah. There's a famous picture, speaking of Jane Byrne.
Yes, with Belushi and Aykroyd.
she had a Blues Brothers hat and her sunglasses. And I'd be shocked if she wasn't smoking a cigarette that picture as well. All right, we'll continue with more of our entertainment report brought to you by Walter E. Smith. We could have had it both. It's 8:22. Happy New Year's Eve. From all of us here at WGN. Dean Richards filling in for Bob Surratt today and tomorrow. Continuing our daily entertainment report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. LL Cool J is out of the big Dick Clark rockin' New Year's Eve show with Ryan Seacrest. He's got COVID. He was all set to perform. He put out a text apologizing to his fans, saying how much he was looking forward to it. But he is now going to be out of all of that. That, of course, leads me to my next shameless plug of our big WGN-TV New Year's Eve Blast Countdown that we will be doing starting at 11 p.m. tomorrow night. Lourdes Duarte and I will be at the Hyatt Regency. Patrick Elwood will be at the London House. Glenn Marshall will be at Teatro Zinzani, and it'll all lead up to the big fireworks display. City of Chicago saying it's the biggest fireworks display they've ever done. We will show it to you live, and WGN will be the only station that will show you the synchronized music that will go along with the fireworks. It's actually very interesting how the pyrotechnics people put together these shows and how on computers they set the fireworks to go off at certain times in the passages of the music. You will only see that on WGN tomorrow night. It starts at 11 p.m. Of course, we'll have the big fireworks display as we hit New Year's at midnight with the fireworks. You can watch it on WGN-TV. You can stream it on WGNTV.com/live. Or you can go to our brand new streaming app, WGN 9 Plus is what it's called, for Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Apple TV. So we're going to look forward to that. And here's hoping that LL Cool J and all the big-time celebrities, Hugh Jackman's got COVID right now, Sutton Foster, his co-star in Music Man on Broadway. Lots of people are coming down with this. Our show, we're doing safely distanced with masks, all the precautions, vaccination requirements, etc. Someone just texted a few minutes ago. I think they should cancel the fireworks in Chicago on New Year's Eve. There's too much COVID. So we're going to talk to Dr. Robert Murphy, infectious disease specialist, in our next half hour. And I'm going to ask him, you know, what kind of danger is there to having an outdoor fireworks display going on? Should they rethink it? Is it safe because you're outside? I don't know the answers to those questions, but we'll talk about that and all things COVID all coming up in a few minutes here. For part of our entertainment segment here today, I wanted to share one of our A-list interviews, so one of my favorites of the year, with Lady Gaga. We talked to her on a Zoom chat with her new movie, House of Gucci, which I'm recommending, by the way. I think it's a pretty good movie. She's terrific in it. I'm sure she's going to get nominated for an Academy Award, but it was fun to catch up with the one and only Lady Gaga.
Hi, Dean. How are you? Nice to see you. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. When I say good to see you again, I mean that I've seen your concerts like five times here in Chicago. And I was just at, I don't know if you can see this, I was just at your jazz and piano show in Vegas that still, blows my mind. So
thank you so much. I love that show so much.
Yeah. And that on the heels of the new album and the special with Tony Bennett. It's got to be a really special time for you musically right now, is it?
It really is. I mean, I love Tony so much, and I made him a promise years ago that we would make a Cole Porter record together, and we did. And that's our album, Love for Sale. And I loved and feel so honored that I got to perform his last show with him.
Yeah, there's a little bit of our Lady Gaga interview. We've got the whole thing posted online, WGNradio.com. So you can check that out. We talk a little bit more about the movie. And if you haven't heard this album that she's done with Tony Bennett, it's phenomenal, of great old jazz and standard songs. The concert that she did with Tony, his last concert, now that he's living with Alzheimer's and it's progressed, is also pretty great as well. Our entertainment report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.